Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon, where you may be. May the peace and blessings upon you and your family. This is Blog Talk Radio, Voice of the Indigenous, and this is your show, people. So, your host is Jupiter Blue Amani, and co-host is Gabriela Dusalam, and I'm in Abdullah Beck. So, as usual, we start this off with a prayer. This is our friend Raheem. We always thank the Creator because He created us, give us substance, and He let us give us substance. And of all thanks and praises due to Him. You know, nothing can exist without him letting it come into existence. And we also know that whatever he wants happen will happen. What he does not want to happen does not happen. You know, we also must think the past is the past, the present is the present. And say, if you live in the past, you can't live in the past, then how are you going to look toward the future? You know, that's why they call it the past. But you always want to look and study the past, because you live. When you study the past, you can know what happened during that time and what they had done to us, our ancestors, and try not to make mistakes they made during that time. You know, we're always trying to look for what our ancestors does and trying to learn the teachings of our ancestors. Like we lost in the wilderness today, we don't want to study anything, you don't want to acknowledge nobody. You know, we think you know everything, but reality, you don't know anything. Knowledge is an ongoing process. Never think you know everything, because you know nothing. Anyone say they know everything is a fool. So we're just saying, people, seek knowledge. They're saying that, you know, white man wrote this in the book. Yeah, sure, but you can understand this other language. The written language, you know, other cultures have written language also. And how my thing to you is that if you don't read and understand things, then how can you not? The white people always telling these things, always telling on themselves. And how they tell on themselves is by through a book. They write everything down. It may not be true. Some things is, but they do write everything down. And they tell on themselves. So, and like Richie saying, what they say to people, if you want to hide anything, either truth or untruth, put in the book. And it says, my people are watch. Was he school for lack of knowledge? You know, you can't walk around and be ignorant in the world. You got to seek knowledge. And what is knowledge is? It's in a book. Not always in a book. You know, you can be taught things out of the book. But if you want to really know what's happening in the world, you need a book to understand that book. You know, because if you want to, doctors, engineers, and everything, these people had to read a book, but also they are taught, you know, it's called hand-on experience also. Well, let's not be foolish people. You know, also, someone was saying that they don't like the word indigenous. And I want to know, does that person really understand what the word indigenous means before he actually say he don't want to be indigenous? He's a human being. We are human beings, people, because we all were created by the Creator, you know. So that's why I keep telling people, if you want to know, then look up stuff. Don't just work things out without knowing what you're talking about. Know what you think before you speak. So, indigenous. Look up the word indigenous, people, so you can get a better understanding of what it is. Look at the word indigenous. Aboriginal is a people that was already here. That word means, your ancestors was in this land, on this land. That's what the indigenous mean. The person was already in the land before these people came and so-called annexed the land and called the United States of America. So that's why they call them. That's the people in Australia call themselves indigenous, aboriginal, because they was already here. Same as our ancestors already here. You know, the word, that word is very powerful to mean thing if you understand what it means. We are, like you said, we are human beings because we're created by the Creator. And we must, so with that, people, we know that the Creator created us, and we owe our allegiance and our duty to the Creator, And we also must understand, what is our allegiance? Are we spiritual people? We were spiritual people. Our ancestors were really spiritual. But somewhere along that line, we lost that spirituality, And as today, people, drug heads, alcoholics, and all that other stuff, So you can't be spiritual if you're an alcoholic and a drug and using drugs all the time. Well, let me take that back. You might be saying things. It might be hallucination, but it might not be, but it might not be spiritual, You have people who schizophrenia, hear voices. We have people delusional, seeing things that is really not there, but it could be there. This thing called the unseen forces, We might not see it, but it does exist, The wind exists, but we can't see it, but we can feel it. So there's unseen forces all around us. So like I said, the Creator, everything is in His time. You cannot rush the Creator because He do things according to what is already planned, to his plan. So we must get back to our spirituality. We must get back to the nature, studying stuff, how to grow plants, how to self-sustain ourselves. Still a constantly always going to the, how to grow gardens, have a farm, be self-sufficient. We had that once upon a time. I don't mean that we can't get it. So we got to stop being lazy, people. You got to stop being lazy. You got to be active and proactive, If we just start being lazy and don't want to do nothing, then that's what you're going to be. Totally nothing. Like I said before and yesterday, everything and everyone has a purpose in life. Whatever your purpose is, I don't know. Only you know that. Or you might not know that. But it's a good thing for you to find out. So we always hop on and keep telling people about self-determination and independence, and we understand, I keep saying that we are in a war, not only with the white people, but we're in a war with ourselves, in a war with sometimes we can be in a war with our own nation, our own group of people, other people, not just the white people we fight, we're fighting our own people fight against us also. But we know the source of the problem, the government. We know that he don't really like it. No matter who's in office, what president is in office, they never really cared about us. They really never cared about us. And they still don't care about us. Then is, do you care about yourself? Can't keep nothing, you know, you got to care for yourself. You got to be self-sufficient, you know, trying to do things for yourself. But you will understand this. Whatever the government gives you, you always want something back from it. So, with that saying, I'm going to say this one time, and I'm not going to say it no more. I'm tired of saying the same thing. I like to say, it might be my last time on this show, because I'm tired. This is it. I ain't going to say it no more. This is your show, people. Get on it. Talk about what your experience is, because this show was developed for you. So, this show is a unique show. It gives you the opportunity to explain what's happening in your neck of the woods, your town, your village, your city, your reservation. So take the opportunity to go on this, come on this show and express yourself. I'm not going to say this no more. I'm tired of saying it. I'm done with it. So you get on. Get on. It's good if you don't. It is what it is. So, you don't get on the show, people, and I don't see the board light enough. I'm in the show. I'm in the show early. So, I ain't going to keep talking to y'all. Point blank. I don't have energy. I have asthma, and my air is very valuable to me. You know? So, if you don't get on the show will be ending very abruptly, very quick. Because I'm not going to keep talking to you, keep telling you to do this. You know what time the show come on. You know what time to engage. If you don't want the show, we can easily end the show. We can easily don't have the show at all. So I'm tired. I really am tired. So come on the show. Like I say, this is it. I'm not saying no more. That's it. Come on. You don't. It is what it is. That's what I'm telling you. So with that saying, people, self-determination is always the key to life. Independence is always the key to life. And autonomy is always the key to life. Because if you don't have these things in your life, people are going to dictate in your life what to do and how to do it. Some people don't know how to be independent. Some people don't know what self-determination is. Some people just don't care. They are comfortable in their captivity, how they live, what they've done. Well, they ain't messing with me. So what? Whatever happened to other people? Ain't happened to me, but you don't understand, people. What happened to others can happen to you. So to take that onslaught, no-care attitude, you know, it's not a good thing to have. Because once you take that type of attitude, when things does happen to you, they're going to take that attitude towards you. When you want help, ain't nobody going to come to help you. You're going to say, why should I help you? You ain't help me. So that's not a very good attitude to take. That's not a very good positive attitude to take. We might be have different families, different mothers, or different whatever, but we are one family, and that's the creation of the human being, the Creator created all of us. And if we don't unite in the struggle to fight against the injustice that has been put upon our people, then that injustice will always happen to us because we're not fighting to correct the situation. You know, maybe because I'm studying and understand things, to me, it's not a very hard thing to do. It's about coming together, uniting, and fighting against the corruption of the government, and fight the corruption of your city, county, fight the corruption of your tribal leaders, or whoever it may be. Because you must understand this, people. If the United States was formed on a republic, meaning they were governed by the people, for the people, by the people. Then they flipped everything around and called it a democracy, meaning that the government rules you and tell you what to do. That's why they always say a democracy, because the government rules something else. And also, we understand each state is a republic state. It's not a democracy. They flipped that around too. Do your history, do your research, understand who, what state you live in. You know, each state, they're not going to tell you, is a country of its own. They just formed, they just made it well, as a confederation to select as the United States. Because, you know, each state has its own mayor, its own governor, senate, and their own laws. As you know, each state, no state has the same law. Each state has its own law. One state, you know, because if you was in a one, if you was in a country, the country has unified one law throughout the whole territory within that country. But the United States doesn't do that, because each state is a country of its own. Look it up, people. Don't take my word for anything. Look it up. And to call yourself a citizen of the United States, look at the word citizen. And look on the word, when you call yourself a citizen, what you call yourself, a slave of the corporation of the United States. Look at the word municipality. Word municipality means what? A corporation, government. Look it up. And look at the word of. When you look, each time you look at the word of, it means a corporation of, the city of, the town of, the state of. All of this considered as a corporation. The United States is a corporation, people. It's not a country. They flipped the script. The United States was found as an unincorporated country. Then they flipped it over to a corporation. Look it. Like I say, don't take my word for anything. Read, study, and do your own diligence. Don't work. So when you call yourself a citizen of the United States, you call yourself a slave of the corporation. The United States has four ways to get you under. They have you as a territory citizen, and they have you as a municipality citizen. These two, one is worse than the other. So if you want to be free, people, you must understand how to be free. You must understand these people's terminology. They use wordsmithing. They smith words and ship words, ship shape words and form words. What you think means one thing, but it means totally opposite what you think it means. That's where your studying comes in. And that's where when you study and you read books and understand how these people trip trap you, got you underneath their yoke. But that's only for the free thinking people. That's only for people that critically think how to free myself. But if you're free in your captivity, you want to be a slave, you don't have to be one. That's your choice. That's what the Creator gave us, a freedom of choice, like what's going to be or not to be. So, want to be a slave, be one. But I myself want to be free. I don't am free. The choice is up to you. What way you want to go? So I say this all for people. You know, life is not all about gloom and doom. You know, just have some type of happiness in your life. I have people come on the shows and like the sky's falling, the earth's gonna come and swallow me up. There's no hope for tomorrow and everything. And, you know, you might as well keep your throat to yourself, because it's all over with. What kind of attitude is that? That's a very hopeless attitude. Very hopeless. There's always hope. No matter how bad your situation may get, people, there's always hope. So I'm saying is that we have a time limit that each person, 15 minutes that a person must talk and give each other respect. And within that 15 minutes, somebody else can talk. This is only an hour and a half show. So you have 15 minutes to talk, and after 15 minutes, give somebody else the courtesy to come on and talk also. Because, you know, because we can't talk and talk and talk, and then the show want to disappear until then everybody else want to talk and they'll have an opportunity to talk on this show. So let's show respect for the people that are talking on the show and limit your time to at least no more than 15 minutes. But once that person starts talking, then we can, then you might probably come back in and say something else. So that's what I'm saying. So the first call is 405-5023. Do you have anything? Put your name where you're calling from. Put your confirm.
Did you say 406 or 405?
405-5023.
Well, mine is 406-5023. So anyhow,
oh, yeah.
This is Jenny.
Yeah, I'm sorry about you.
This is Jenny calling in from the Pawnee Nations here in Northwest Montana. For myself, I don't. When our people, when we call it the Niitsipi people, okay, the real people, and I felt, you know, when I listened to the radio station yesterday, I couldn't get on because I was doing things, but my son Mark came on, and he was sharing his knowledge, okay, of how we see things here, where we're at up here, not down where anyone else is at. That was on the radio station yesterday. And a lot of his understandings and knowledge that he was sharing is he learned from elders up here this way. So I felt he was really doing good, you know, because it takes a lot for us to share knowledge, which it's true. It don't change. I'm not a bookworm. I never learned nothing about who I am from a book because I know who I am already. I know who my grandparents were, and I knew our history. I knew we came from, you know, a family of medicine peoples and people that had wisdom and knowledge, and, you know, they were the people you guys are all trying to learn about today. That's who I came from, and that's who Mark came from, too. So listening to all of it yesterday, I don't see where he was being in an arrogant, ignorant way, because even at times Chinupa talks the same way. He feels like we're not hearing, we're not listening, we're like a bunch of little kids, and, you know. And, yeah, you know, after a while, you kind of get frustrated with it, you know. But, again, there was really no feedback to give to him of what he was trying to share. Because you guys say we have a listening audience. Okay, we don't know who's listening, you know. So how do you not know if he was trying to tell them as children? I don't know if that bothered you guys in a way where, you know, okay, you guys let him talk for 10 minutes, and then nobody else wanted to get on. So then he continued with the conversation so we wouldn't have a bunch of silence all the time. And then he came on again. Yeah. And but when I got to him talking, and I talked about his children, which are my grandchildren, it's where he got cut off. Why not let him finish? Because if it was me talking, I would have expected that. Wait, we're getting to the children now. Hmm? You guys don't want to talk about the children, the future, Turtle Island. Okay, let's talk about Turtle Island. What do you know about Turtle Island? I mean, other than it shaped like a turtle. from your understanding, because when you talk with us, it's like you're trying to teach us something that, like, we don't know already. So I would like to ask you myself, what is the teaching of Turtle Island? Not just that she's shaped like a turtle. What lands have been taken from you? What is your tribe going through right now? What are you doing to help change what's happening to your people right there where you're at right now? Help us to understand you too, because we don't read none of this out of the book. I don't read nothing about what's going on out of the book because it's all around us. Mm-hmm. We're up here in Montana, and see, if you were really understanding me, you would let me finish. That's
I'm
one
sorry,
of the first
I'm
teachings.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
One of the first teachings, it's just a woman when she's talking, but not. I'm not no white woman, okay? I'm not no black woman. I'm no yellow woman. What I'm talking about is real, okay? We know what's going on in this world. We understand history. We know what happened, you know, but if we didn't know what happened, then what the hell are we all talking about? You know, but we don't need to read it out of a book to understand it. Say a lot of people don't know who they are because, you know, they didn't read out of the book, you know, to understand who they are. No. There's a lot more to it than that. A lot more to it than that. Well, that's my question today. I don't want to go over my 15 minutes. Share a little bit with me about you, Amin, about your tribe and what's going on with your tribe over there.
Let me say this, and let's make the point clear. Like you said, there's a lot of people out here listening on this show, and I'm not, my objective when the point finger or anything to no particular person or tribe or anything. I was just trying to get a point of people who are listening to get an understanding of reading. Sure, I'm glad you have a history of your family and everything. You work that way. I'm very glad that you have that. But you also understand there's a lot of people don't have that type of history that you have. Wasn't raised with their grandfather, grandmother, whatever. You know, I'm just trying to get a point over that way. I'm not trying to downplay or downplay anything about your history or his history or your children or anybody else. If I came across that, it wasn't my intent. You know, so I don't appreciate you coming at me like that because that wasn't my intent to come at you that way either. My thing was general and broad for everybody. You know, understand what I'm saying? As far as my heritage is, sure, I'm Turk, Tar, and Creek. You know, that's my heritage. And as far as that concerned, I'm still understanding and learning about my heritage, but I'm new to the knowledge. You know, you like you said, you was brought up into this knowledge. I wasn't brought up into this knowledge. I'm still learning this knowledge. Like I said, my intention wasn't to insult nobody. Well, if you take it that way, I'm sorry about that. And as far as him, saying thing with my intention, he was saying thing, but to me, it was ramping on. And, and like I say, I'm not here. I wasn't here to discredit him or nobody else or trying to belittle him. That wasn't my point either. So I appreciate you. Don't come at me like that. Cause I'm not coming at you like that way. Okay, Chanuga, go ahead.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Jenny's not coming at you. And
well,
I'm saying this respectfully.
Wait a minute. Let me say this. To me, she is, because how she can't, because what she said. No, what she said and how she said it. I'm a very astute person. I listen to what people said. And I listen to how people said. Now, was she intended to do that? I don't know.
Can I finish?
I'm not trying to hurt people's feelings. Trying to come at people in a derogatory way. Don't come at me like that.
Can I finish? Okay, I'm not getting on anybody's bad side here. And I'm not trying to. She was not coming at you. She is trying to explain to you how they were raised. Their elders were not put on a time limit. I understand what she's saying. I understood Mark yesterday, too. Everything he was saying, yes, he was talking in a long time fashion, but we got to understand that. He's telling us things. And when you say a time limit, we are then generating their way of thinking into our lives. That's a white man's way, a time limit.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm not coming at nobody, but why can't people be allowed to speak, even if they do take a little lengthy of time? And it's like, I have sat here and I've listened to everybody on this show, and I've never thought somebody's just carrying on. I've listened to every word, and every word that everybody I've heard say on this show, they have made sense. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm not coming at nobody. I don't want nobody getting mad, but I understand what Jenny's saying. I understood what Mark was saying. And if somebody wants to think it was too lengthy, okay, that's fine. That's your perception. But I've listened to this show, and I have not engaged in, but I have listened, and I do learn things that I'm hearing. And that's all I want to say, and I'm not coming at nobody. I'm not trying to start anything, but I'm saying I understand, and people need to hear these things.
I'm just saying this. If you understand what I'm trying to say, then it's fine and dandy. Don't still fine and dandy about the other. I'm just trying to say that that here's an hour and a half show, and if people come on the show and they take us 15 or 20 minutes, then you're not giving other people time to speak. So I'm not saying that's all I'm saying. Everybody can speak and say what they gotta say. But they can say it within a, you can get straight to the point in 5 or 10 minutes. You don't have to go 20 or 40 minutes. No, Chinook, he's a guest host, so he has a right to say what he has to say and take up time he wants. You know, I'm just saying that we can all respect each other and have a time limit. Or what, the white man, the time limit is the only thing. It's not the white man. It's everybody that has a certain time to do anything. The sun has a time limit. The moon has a time limit. Everything has a time limit in general. The moon has a time to set. The sun has time to rise. So everything has a time to do what it got to do. So I'm just saying this. You know, I'm just saying that we can get on the show and say things quickly, speak very elegant within a shorter period of time and get somebody else. Sure, if nobody's there, hey, you can speak all you want. I'm just saying that set the time and let other people get on. That's all I'm saying.
I understand that, but you also got to know that by experience with this show, that a lot of people do not come on and engage, but Mark was, and I understand in your perception, as you say, he was going on, but nobody else was trying to get on and say anything. I didn't
sure
hear anybody.
Are you sure about that? I got the board here. I have the board.
I listened to the show. I listened to the show 2 times, and I timed it, okay? Mark kept the show, the conversation going because nobody else wanted to get on. When they did, only with just for a short while. I mean, you were doing most of the talking, okay? But again, he kept the conversation going about you guys wanting to learn knowledge, you want to learn spirituality. You guys are all talking about all this stuff all the time on here and what? Tradition, identity, language, land. History. Okay, that's all we know, but we're not reading it out of a book. Okay, you can look at it any way you want to, but this is our perspective of this world that we understand, and you guys don't want to hear it out of Arma. You're the same way. Just know I already talked to Chinupa about all of it, and I told him enough of that because what reservation are they really from? Are you guys really experienced what our people are going through today? How many times have I came on here and we had the woman's show? You want to know about the woman's show? Well, the reason why Bernice gave that back because when you guys lost your loved ones, we respected that and gave you guys time to heal up from that. But you guys are supposed to take the show back. Don't make it like we couldn't handle it, huh? Because we had big arguments like this on the day about women. Women, you know, not wanting to be disrespected by a man, but, you know? And that's the way our native women are. We don't like that, Because we were raised by our grandmothers. Native women are strong, you know. We'll fight a man, even though he wants to, you know, kill you, go ahead. But, yeah, you're not afraid, okay? And that's what we feel today, because we're like the target, You guys should know that. But at the same time, we're trying to bring back our original ways of teaching to understand this world in our way, not your way, our way, which you guys try to make it sound like you guys are trying to teach us all of this. You don't know. I'm not in nobody's classroom. I'm nobody's fucking student. If I shared a lot of things with you people when it comes to spirituality, you'll probably cut me off because it's too real for you. See, we have to live with that. We have to live with that. And why? Because of the white man's ways. The white man's ways. You guys all know that. You know, we all don't have our language. You know, everything. You guys are understanding because you guys all talk about it all the time. That's where I'm coming from. All right, so why don't you tell me about what's happening up here on my reservation? Since I shared so much with you guys about it. You guys ever asked me about how it, you know, our people are doing up here or something? Because I know I'm not going to get no answer. So I'm trying to share something. You guys, that's what you're saying. Share whatever issues, concerns going on in your location and what. Then you guys start talking all about Mother Earth and, you know, come on, you guys. You're not teaching us something that we don't already know. But when we're sharing what's going on and what we're seeing, and we understand about Turtle Island and what's really happening from our view up here, no, you're not going to want to listen to it because it's not in the book. Well, good. No, I'm happy it's not in the book, you know, because we're trying to share it with you, but you don't want to listen.
Okay. You misconstruing everything what I said. I'm glad you had the opportunity to be raised with your grandmother, grandfather, but a lot of people have not the opportunity. Like I said, it's a lot of people, not only you, not you, Rachel, and me, but a lot of people out here listening to show. I was in the broad sense of telling people things. I wasn't directing anything at you or nobody else. When I talk, I don't talk generalized. I talk broadly. So I'm glad that you had the opportunity to be raised with all your people, but a lot of people have not had the opportunity to be raised with people. As far as the Turtle Island is concerned, you're right. I might not know nothing about it. You might know a lot about it. But like I say, don't come at me like that way, okay? Because I didn't come at you like that either.
Which way you want me to tell you? Which way do you want me to tell you? Which way do you want me to tell you? I mean, how do you want me to tell you?
You know what I'm saying? I'm not a stupid person either. I'm not trying to make you sound
stupid. Nobody's talking about stupid. We're talking about something that you don't really understand, but you're trying to learn from us.
Yes, I do understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that as good. I'm glad you share your knowledge, but there's also people out there that don't have the knowledge, and that's good that you got the knowledge. But
why are you trying to argue with me about it? If other people want to know.
Go ahead.
All right, let me step in here. All right, everybody, this is Chinupa. I left the hospital of my daughter, and I'm dealing with that. And I'm listening to a lot of circumstances that are unfolding here. And irregardless of how your emotions are carrying, all of you, whether they're men, women, men, I'm going to share this with you, okay? I live in a world of deceit. I live in a country that was created by turtles way before I even got here. I just got here recently, back in the 50s. And so today we're hearing people have different admiration taunted in a direction that is harmful because we're using white man's language. White man's language is cruel and brutal, and it will make you mad, and it will make you argue. And once you start doing that, we create fights amongst ourselves. And amongst ourselves, we're forgetting why we're all on this radio show. I'll give you a good example. Chinupa is going to say it on his part. When I get on these radio shows, it's to teach you all an understanding about why we're the way we are. Every day when the Indigenous Voices of People show come on, I try to exemplify and amplify the issues pertaining to us in Indian country. Because not all these radio shows that are out there can explicitly open up, you know, what clandestine is really about. Clandestine, okay? And the sad thing about it is in today's society, here we are in the year 2022 seeing things rapidly change, okay? I will say this because I say it upon myself all the time. I always have the notion to step back from criteria that ain't mine. And so implementing it with that kind of knowledge to disperse more of the fairness and balance, every individual, whether he's a man or a woman, boy, girl, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, mom or dad, every one of these individuals take on an atmosphere right now in the year 2022 in a colonized mindset that belongs to them. In ancient philosophy, teachings of the ancient ones, we had people that solved problems when things like this came about, if there was mixed ill feelings. So today, we don't have them anymore. We are them individuals. We are those elders. We are those uncles. We are still those grandmas and grandpas. Aunts and uncles, sons and daughters, moms and dads. Okay? The reason why our people's value system is getting taunted is because all of you today, all of you that are talking on the show are right. No one's wrong. All of you are right. I don't care if you're red, black, and yellow. Fuck the white man. Once and for all again, fuck the white man, okay? Because it's his virtue of life that creates dispensations and disincentives, because we all are trying to outdo each other. Well, chronologically thinking, Chinupa always tells everybody, please step back and take a look at what surrounds you and take a look at what's in front of you and watch that white man disturbing you. Okay? And he does just that. So adapting that colonized mindset from him, we are starting to become like him. Okay, and I say this all the time. But now here's catch 22. I'm using myself so that way you guys don't have to point the finger. I take responsibility of my words and actions if I taunted you and if I hurt your feelings. Okay? Hear that bike go by, it's a noisy fucking white man. Riding a bike that's noisy. You can never be quiet. That's the way they are. So here we are, we're nosy as hell too. We're just like him. We don't know how to be quiet. You see, we're not on a time limit, okay? The great mystery gave us the value of life. It's a center with no end. And it grows and grows and grows until we cross over to the happy hunting ground. But in the meantime, as we're growing, we're supposed to put our footprint upon Mother Earth to create these trails and pathways and these passageways about our direction where our people need to follow. The same way the animals have been doing since time immemorial. like I said, we all just got here. The animals still govern the earth. And until we understand that fairness and balance, then we know what it means to be a man and a woman of color. We have forgotten from them. And when I say we have forgotten from them, that's the teachings. We don't pay attention. Okay? Now, there's discrepancies within the value of life that the white man created. Okay? And it's called philosophical standards. The philosophical standards amongst the white race create centrism. Okay? They create a Eurocentric bipolar disorder. Okay? So they label these infractions upon mankind and womankind and child alike, okay? So this is how America has used his falsified regime to neutralize human rights. All of our people have been having answers, and we look for solutions to create a resolve. And to this day, we still haven't even figured it out yet, why we can't come up with a good resolve to hold the system accountable. Well, I will say this, that we turn it back over to the people that are still, you know, searching for a voice to continue to be heard. All of you, in modern speaking, people that are all today on the show of the Indigenous Voices of People, all of you are right. The testament that goes on in our everyday life is our feelings of how we taunt each other. That's no good. The white man do that. All you gotta do is watch movies. They fight and argue. Women arguing with their men. The men turn around and knock the shit out of them. That's white culture. So we adapted that from them. And guess what? We're doing it to ourselves and each other. The moral of the story is, when are we really gonna recognize that we three people of color have a unique knowledge called freedom and independence? It goes beyond the travels of life that we're all encountering. When you look at the birds and all the animals that continue to remind us, hey, two-legged, get your head out of your ass and look this way. What's happening with that little cliche? I'll tell you what's happened with it. Because we don't believe in the animals. No. We don't pray to the animals. We don't ask the animals for guidance. We don't do none of that. Okay? And people that have noise in the background, really listen to what I'm saying. Because we try to always administer the findings of goodwill, so we can characterize everything that we've picked up to help each other create this fairness and balance. Every time we get into a dilemma, it creates havoc. But we're all right. Nobody's wrong. Now, if you really, really want to endure philosophical standards according to what life is in a modern perspective, this is what's going to offend all of you. And I don't care if it does, because I'm going to take that responsibility. If you all have your own language, all of you, then you can communicate with everything dear to you. Don't forget Joe. Joe that comes on this show all the time illegally. And he looks for division. So he planted a seed of division. And it worked. So here you all are, all right about what you're saying, and Joe's sitting back like, ha, 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 I got them fucking Indians. I got them. He's saying that. He is really saying that. He's listening to us. So, Joe, if you're listening, you son of a bitch, you didn't solve the problem to keep your division accountable. It's not the same thing. So I share that with all of you because of this. If we really know the great mystery, then we must also know grandmother, the earth. Those are the things that are important to all of us, no matter what we talk about. And this language that we use in English is the most brutal piece of hatred amongst that white man. This is what he loves, and he created it. Imagine our animals waking up every morning, doing a prayer, and asking the great mystery to give them a blessing to live for the rest of the day, till the sun goes down. You see, we were that way at one time. We were people. Now we're not. We get vengeful. We vent. But we can never return to serenity, the calmness, the calm of the ocean, the wind, the heat, all of it. We can't do that. So we use our testamental judgment and anger to outdo one another. And again, for the third time, you're all right. No one's wrong. It's this language that's brutal that keeps us divided. And I close with this. We come to the top of the hour of 5:52. For all of you that understood my grievance, my suffering, my anger, my hatred, my caring, it's mine, okay? I shared the remarkable impact of my daughter being driven into an issue where her life was almost taken from her. She put herself in these predicaments because she wants love. L-O-V-E, love. What she forgot was she will always have life. Love will come to that if you believe in life. L-O-V-E is love. Life is L-I-F-E. The difference between the two of them is what's in the center. They both begin with the L and they end with the E. And the difference is the center. That's the fucking part that we are all forgetting because we're contaminate ourselves with modern thinking. And I rest my case with that because it's a beautiful show and I got to use fairness and balance to bring you all back. So this is my closing remark here. To listen to all of you. Metaki epi le chala taku e chicha kaki le wola kota wana e printe. Dona hook walks up a luhab hunter. Woyuk chunky le koke wanka po chante ogra. Ho hetchens etima eatu hunter. Taku cash wana kokata te inazing te hunter. Dok sham petu and zi wakat hunter. Timane, Timma taki, Nahatia topa wamakaska. Oni chakte ne niha ka khokata kya papkhamni apina eta ha wo suta ki le ichakhinte oni eset khokata hetu si ilalikte wo wa khan ki le e hane gli honi on pa en khia ke nu pa wik semana yamne he wana hetu e wo a khan ki le gli honi as lila ota ek tu zapi chakik su ya po taku hena iwagla ka ki ietsetu wo pila khan ke chicha. Now, wola kota ki lechuse. Talon kina zi bikte hanta. Wamak haskan ki lena wania kakti. Waslo e ki lena ikan slo ki akte na o spenicha. Hena echa wak han ki suta ois papi. Na tu ene hechen se yutokta o kisni. Takwe le yuong la kakki he. Kawachi on ki tkapi mila hanska ki hechuse. E on ki tupina ha. On kit khachan ki le pakh pa hel chi se ti ma eungna he un cha dagne wa ste hin apre o kisni mila has ka khawi choe ki le lila shiche na wa khan shiche he chi se aikhbe cha aikhbe hanta he chi se dag shiche aikha ki ni chuk te ho he chi se chu e hani wa kan ki le na o ma kya ka taku khok cha uk se am pe tu an vi wa khanzen na wa kan ki lena awan chanka ho he ni e cha he chanuk te khok shila chate in za ki le oni pra pi ke he oni pra ki he na e cha wo su ta he ya ke cha ki su ya Toksha taku ya chipina toske ya paslo na iwagla ke hanta. Yes it dukde. Wakhat hanka. Khawachi ni khapi slokie na unki ma khona ku. Na huto pan ha wya ka wa. Hena ata sloni api hencha. Hina khapi. Wakhan ki legli huni ki he. Toksha ake wala dukde. So what I share with my language, I leave it at that. And so let's continue on, and if people have other concerns to bring about, go ahead. I'm going to sit back and listen, and thank you all for being right. No one's wrong. Back to you all.
Whoever want to talk.
Yeah, this is Mark. I have a few things to say, okay? First thing is, you did offend me. You kept saying, I kept saying, sky is falling. And you repeated it over and over, yesterday's show and today's show. It's not right. Now, you stated a few times, okay? Some people don't have their grandparents to learn from, okay? So when I am trying to share what I learned from, you got offended because I was, what? Books are bad, white people molested us, traditional knowledge would never change, how the world is. Somewhere along the line, you got offended. I heard it in your voice and the way you kept putting me down. All right? I don't like to be called indigenous. To me, it's the same as being called a nigger. It's a white man's word. It's not mine. You don't like it? I don't like it. I've been on this show many, many, many times, okay? Many, many times. Don't want to talk. I am asked to come on this show to talk. But when you treat me like a white man, hope that we never meet. That's all I got to say.
All right, next person. Y'all want time? Go ahead, clock. Y'all got all the time you want? Go ahead and talk. Oh, let me find through what he just said. I don't get angry, brother. And what you heard in the voice wasn't angry, and it wasn't like that, you know. So I wasn't angry. Well, I wasn't angry. Whatever, so I wasn't. That wasn't me. So, like I said, everybody has an opinion, and that's your opinion. That's good. Stick to it. Anybody else? Y'all said I didn't get y'all the time to talk. You got all the time to talk now. Talk. Whoever want to talk, talk.
This is Rachel. Again, I'm just going to say, Mark was talking, and he was expressing everything he felt in him. I just feel we should respect when somebody's talking, no matter the time limit. We are asked to engage in the show. He did. And he was letting out what he felt truly and sincerely. And I just think we should be respectful and let people talk. We are asked to engage in this show. And Mark did. And I heard everything Mark said yesterday. And I was listening, and I'm glad to say he was letting everything out. He was being honest. He was letting people know. And we should listen, because when we don't listen, we pin things up. And when you pin things up, that's when destruction starts in on us. So that's all I got to say. Just let people talk.
That's good. That's a very good point. You know, that's good. Okay. I got the opportunity to talk now. I'm not, I ain't saying nothing. Go ahead and talk. That was a good thing Mark was saying when he came on. I'm not disrespecting his energy from nobody else's energy. You know, I never said I was disrespecting him. That's where you feel.
The way you disrespected me, I mean, was cutting me off.
Hold on. Okay.
That was the first thing. And I don't care about your apology. You can take your apology and throw it away. I don't care. Apologize all you want. I don't accept it. I don't have to accept it. I'm not accepting it. And the fact that you kept saying, oh, we can't have people on here all gloom and doom, well, what is the point of calling in and telling our despairs that are going on in our reservations, our territories, our states? This country is gloom and doom. So right there, to me, that's hypocritical. And another thing is saying, oh, I'm saying the sky is falling. I never once said the sky was falling. Did I? So like a white man, you put words in my mouth. That's white faith. That's the problem, is when you have somebody really trying to share, people like you disagree and cut us down. Yeah, you have a little bit of power because you run this show. That's false authority right there. Get that out of your mind. You have no power over me. You're not better than me. Don't act like you are, because I'm not better than you. But if you want to try me, then let's do it. I have no education, Almin. That means I don't have a GED or a high school diploma. But 3 years ago when I took a GED test, guess what? I'm an A student in social studies, history, science, biology, and math. Somebody with a sixth grade education. The last time I went to school, I was like 13 or 14. I'm 37 years old. So don't tell me that knowledge is hidden in books. Some, like, instructions on how to do something, yeah. But the rest is bullshit. Don't come at me or my mom in any way. I know more about you, and you know nothing about me. I'm not scared, all right?
But you don't know nothing about me either, brother. Let me tell you something. Like I said, that's
first
good.
Of all,
that's very good. Hold on. Let me talk now. You said what you had to say. Hold on. Let me say what I got to say. That's very good.
You're not going to say nothing. You're not going to say nothing important. You're going to prove your white man, white thing point. All right, go ahead. Talk, I mean.
Okay. Okay, now can I say what I got to say? Like I say, I'm a broad person. I speak a broad term. I wasn't speaking in direct terminology. If you took that, like I said, you know what I'm talking about, Polly? Hey, that's good and fine. I don't care if you do or you don't. But anyway, I wasn't speaking to you directly. When you said that when people come to the reservation – start talking about what's happening on the reservation. I'm not saying that's not a gloom and doom. I'm just saying, let's have a more happier time, a more happier subject. That's what I'm saying. The way you took it, hey, that's the way you took it. And I'm never saying
that
I'm no better.
That is the way you said it, Almin. That is the way you said it. I didn't say it that way.
Let me tell you, because you interrupted me. So let me say this. I'm not better than nobody. No, I claim to be better than nobody. So, and that's my thing. Anybody that knows me knows that's the way I am. So the way you took that, that's the way you took.
No,
you took,
I mean it's the way you said it.
I'm better than nobody.
And use me. Oh, we don't want gloom and doom. We don't want people on here that think the sky is falling.
I didn't say that about what I said, and then you continued on today.
That's you.
I never said nothing about gloom. I said I want people to be more uplifted.
No, you did. There's all recorded on me. Don't sit here and start lying and backtracking.
I'm not backtracking nothing. I don't backtrack nothing. I say what I say.
You have been this whole time.
I'm not backtracking. I'm saying this. No, I'm not. If you understand me, you understand what I'm saying. I don't backtrack nothing, brother. And I don't backtrack nothing.
And that is why I'm upset, and that's why other listeners are upset because we don't understand you.
Okay.
My mom's
okay.
upset. Rachel's upset. One
Hello?
Of the main callers. You're
Mark,
upset.
Sweetie. Mark, this
Hello.
Is Rachel.
Hey.
I do understand.
Hold on, Rachel.
Please, just 1 second, please. Rachel,
let me say this. Rachel, before you go, I'm going to give you all the talk and time you want. Let me say this to Mark. I don't backtrack with nothing, Mark. I say what I say, and I stand on what I'm saying. And I don't take counting the threats either. You know what I mean? Don't threaten me, brother. Don't, whatever you do not threaten me, because I don't take count of that. I don't care what you're talking about.
I'm telling you straight up.
Yes, you did. Don't threaten me.
No,
okay?
Threatening is saying I'm going to hunt you down and kick your ass. That's a threat.
Don't threaten me, bro.
The threat is saying I'm going to kick in your face.
Please. Don't call me like that
because you don't know me. You don't know me. And you don't want
okay,
to see the other side of me. Believe me.
Can I please say something? Okay, I'm going to say something right now. Joe caused all this. Amin and Jabril were told to take control of the show because Joe was coming on this show and doing exactly what Chinook said. Okay, we're arguing. People are arguing, and we need to stop that because exactly what that Joe wanted. Chinook's right about that. He infiltrated this show. Jabril and Amin were told to take control of the show. But the only thing, I'm upset because you were expressing exactly what you should have been expressing, and you should have been given that respect. This is their show. It's not Joe's show. Mark had every right to say what he wanted to say. He was opening up from his heart, his mind, what he grew up with, that some of us never experienced that reservation life. But on the other hand, I understand that Jabril and Amin were told to take control of this show, but not on our own people, on infiltrators and asshole troublemakers like that Joe. So I just want to say we all need to stop arguing because this is what Joe wanted. Joe from North Carolina. Let's have respect toward each other because he's going to run this show because he's doing exactly what he wanted to accomplish, and it's happening right here, right now. Let's just start this new. Everybody just let it go, and let's try to get back on track. And I am agreeing. Everybody tells everybody to engage in the show. I don't care if they go 20 minutes. Let them talk. Let them speak. This is what I'm asking for. I don't talk much. I don't engage much. I know the bullshit of these white people. But, you know, this is good what Mark was doing yesterday. This is what needs to get out. He needs to let that out. He needs to express his views, his opinions, what he's went through. Let's start. Let's stop this right now and start over. Because what is going on between Mark and I think this is what that motherfucking Joe wanted. And he's accomplishing it. Let's stop right now. And let's get back on track and let people talk without the anger.
Okay.
Four,
all right.
415.
Thank
six,
you, Rachel.
Five, seven.
I love you guys. Katie, it was just irritating, you know, and I had to think about it.
Well, Mark,
and
you know,
really,
in all fairness, Jabril and Amin were told to step up and take control of the show, and they were just trying to do that. I don't think they meant to come at anybody, by the way, but we need to relate back. We have the right to speak. I'm all for what you said. I agree with you. You're right. And you also have the right to let this out of you. Because if people don't let their feelings out, that's where self-destruction begins. And we all know that the reason Jabril and Amin were told to step up and take charge of the show is because of that stupid goddamn Joe. So, Mark, I agree with everything you said.
Thank you, Rachel.
And you know what I mean?
Apologize.
I love listening to you, Amin. You say you do say things that are right. Let's stop turning on each other. And let's get this back on course, and let's Let's go where we got to go. And if that means people expressing their opinions, I don't give a shit if it takes 15, 20 minutes. Respect that person to talk. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to, like, I'm coming off getting on to anybody. I hate hearing this. This is what Chinoop is trying to say, that the white people come in and try to. He's right. Joe's accomplishing what he's won. He's sitting back laughing right now. Look what I did. He's got us fighting with each other or trying to fight with each other. Let's all just take a breath, back up, and let's start this over and make this a positive show again.
And Mark, this is Chinoopa now. This is Chinoopa coming back on, okay? After all is said and done, okay, I want you all to hear this, man. As long as I'm around, you're all going to be second best, okay? I had to throw that at you guys. Give you a little feeling of what laughter is. Because as long as Chinoopa's around, y'all be second best. There's nothing wrong with being first and second best. No. But what we've accomplished right here in this radio show was, again, I'm going to say it again, we're all right. But that man used his evil position to create this division, and you all allowed your egos to get the best of you. You did too. All you have to do, folks, is step back and watch the crumble happen before you. America's dying, okay? White folks, they love to continue to keep separation. They're going to keep it any way they know how to do it. There's bad and good blood in every race. But I will say this part. You're all right again. And you keep need to express those feelings because you're all dealing with something. And I'm going to say this. You all are still troubled by your demons of your past and the ones you're picking up. Leave them alone. Don't intermingle with them. You know what your past was. Don't try to get back in that direction of what it made you be. Because when it made you be that, you never could accomplish anything. You have voice. You're vocal. You have honesty. You're honorable. Whether you're a woman or a man. And that's what's happening. And that white boy Joe, almost. If Ed Joe came on again, I'll be arguing with that guy. I want him. Because that's the nature of him. He can't go to white people's shows and create dissensions and frustration with them, because that's how white people are anyway. But because we have knowledge, and we're not the type of people that says, when I say this, and this is my responsibility, again, my action. When I tell you guys to read the books to exercise your brain and stay off the machine, I mean that, because reading the book of what you feel is necessary to include in your thought process, the book will make your brain healthier rather than making it lazy. A good example. I like to drink straight coffee now. And I've drank it before like that before. But I realized something. When I start putting ingredients in to try to boost it up, shit, it's making me sleep. Hell, I don't want to sleep. The coffee is supposed to keep me up, okay? So putting all those, ingredients in it, now I'm going to sleep. Nah. So now when I drink coffee, I drink it straight. That's food for thought, because if it can work for me, it can work for you. And that's what we are all faced with today, because the dilemma is creating such a sensation that we almost broke apart. Thank you, Amin, for using your computer to keep our show going. Thank you, Jabria, for listening to your big brother. We all have a virtue of our own chronologically. We're in this circle together. We started in the center in this filming. And for you listening audiences, okay, you always call me and you're saying complains, oh, we don't ever do this. No, man. Look at us dishing out and iron out a fault that was created by a white man. And you're damn right so I'm going to blame that white guy because it almost broke my people up. But we're all in that circle together. And that's the hard part that we're not recognizing. And you all need to recognize that. We all share characteristics with each other.
This is the Canupa Money Show. Anybody else able to inject here?
Hey, man, there's Rayfield. See, even that guy, he comes on it too, see? We need people like him because he has a philosophical standard about health, and he's good at it.
Very practical.
His medicine and his nutritious drink that he sends me caused me to lose almost close to 200 pounds. I lost altogether 165 pounds. And it's called natural drink. It's a real good, you know, it's got all these nutritions in it. And I try to tell people this, you know, come here. And I give out little bags to certain people and I tell them to mix it. But Rayfield's the one that started and got me into that. And it works, folks. I kid you not. To lose 162 pounds, that's great for a 60-year-old man. And it can happen to any one of you. So, Rayfield, man, thanks for that. And that's one of the things that we all try to do. Because even I and Rayfield had different mixed feelings. But still, we're still in the struggle of independence and freedom. And we still look at each other. That's the hard part. We're forgetting what our role is. So go ahead, back to you, Rayfield, and everyone else that wants to share some. And Mark, back to all of you, man.
I have a few things to share. First of all, the show has been degenerating to like the Jerry Springer Show. Everybody who's has a computer, I highly recommend, it's a very powerful protocols of what's called a nonviolent communication, a man named Marshall Rosenberg, which is being taught all over the world so that people can communicate with each other in a sane, responsible way so everybody gets heard, even though you may not necessarily agree with what that other person is saying, whether you give them the space to express whatever it is and you allow that space and then you can respond in a conscious way. Now, you make, God bless you, Chinupa, you make these grand generalizations about the white man. The white man is responsible. Well, first of all, Mr. Chinupa, that music that I sent you, right, which you love? Yes? Yes?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, that was all white man music. That was white man's technology. That was white man genius. I suggest you all study. I'm certainly aware of the history of the so-called white man colonization. But what you're not aware of or willing to acknowledge is the genius in Western civilization, the great artists, the great music, the great technology, et cetera, et cetera. And you have the fucking audacity to say the white man is the problem. No, the problem lies within your own consciousness, Chinupa, that you're not willing to forgive and move on.
Wow.
You're full of hatred and racism.
Why?
So you talk and scream.
Why? Why is he full of all of that? Come on. You're so fucking smart. Why is he full of that? Who invaded whose fucking country? That's all I got to say. Talk your colonization shit and try to up it.
I know that the Supreme Court is like law of the land.
What, Rayfield, get off the show? Did he get off?
They agreed with the natives.
No, he's on the show. I just muted him for a while.
Okay, let me jump in here because we're almost down to our last few minutes, okay? We can carry this conversation on next week, too. Rayfield. Listen to me.
But first of all, First of all, my
no,
good
wait,
friend.
No, hold on now. You
Raphael.
Had your chance. I was quiet the
it's
whole
Davia.
Time.
What
now you're going to listen. Listen, okay?
Me.
No, don't, because if I do come at you, guy, I can find you. I'm not threatening you. I can find you.
Threatening me?
Now you listen. You listen real carefully. You listen real carefully. All the music that you've sent me is stolen music. Okay? That's one thing that white folks will never embrace. They steal. They can't live on the actions of words. The legalities that unfold in Western cultures thinking is you're all good liars and you don't like being testamented from somebody that knows you. Now, the greatest thing that you helped me with is that drink that helped me lose weight because all of my food is gone because of you and yours. That's hatred. That's racism. But listen to your actions, too. You want to get mad and protect the white race globally, okay? But every world has a different perspective about the white man. You want technology so bad? That's your opinion. That's your prerogative. That's your perception. You can use it all. But the ideology of why civilized and modern man fail the neutrality of freedom is because the independence is not born with them, okay? That's a word from your guys' book. But my people here on Turtle Island lived without worry, and we cared for each other. We understood life because we loved everything dear to us. The Earth Mother, all the living creations. There was no, and listen to this part, there was no fucking technology here, white man. Okay, now I'm venting. You want to raise your voice like that, motherfucker? I'm going to say you that. Because you're the only one. Your people is still raping my grandmother, motherfucker. Okay? That's what you're doing to create this shit. Your mind is an illusion. It hasn't been philosophically kept with your honor. I've been waiting damn near 15 fucking years for a truck. Dr. Edmund, Thurman Statham, David Clark, Tristram Johnson live on their words, and they never turned against their fellow man like you do. You can't handle pressure. You sure in the hell can't handle the anger of truth. Anger is what you white sons of bitches put us in. Rayfield, you think you're a real doctor, and I give you that, because that's in your mindset. You, as a white man, I want you and your people of your lighthouse and party, circular-minded people together, from that perspective, give the language back to my black folk. I want you to do that. And give their names back to the black folk. Because it's almost 300 and something odd years they've been wearing your fucking names and you're still killing them in the name of your so-called science, technology, and your wherewithal of greed. So I will take full responsibility of what you said to me, white man. All of that shit you put on them fucking CDs is stolen. You're nothing but a fucking thief. But I take responsibility of my words and actions. I speak four different languages, and my fifth language is this heinous language called English that your people imposed on mine. And as a so-called doctor, live by your honesty. You show me that pickup truck, you're free to go. But until then, this show is these people's show. I versify my strength to stop it from being destroyed by people like you and Joe. And you guys are good at that. If you have a light party, Light it up and fulfill your word's destiny. I'm tired of you thinking that we don't know nothing. Yeah, that new trilogy drink that you gave me is honorable. But imagine what you did to mine when we still had it. Now our earth is contaminated because of you people's thinking and your wealthy capability of controlling life and the earth. Who would ever think in the year 2022, on July 23rd, we would ever buy water in a bottle? That's all white man created, white man. You think about that. Your people's creating this shit. It's about capitalistic control. And until you analyze yourself and really, you're a white privileged thinker because you can go on the beach and lay on that shit, but my Indian people can't go out there and do it. You can because you're privileged in this country. But we still treat you as ignorant as you are with the love we have because we know you're at fault. And if you don't like it, you got my personal number. Let's talk about it, man to man. And with that, I'm going to turn it back to you guys. Hell, let's put it this way. It's been a beautiful show from both sides in the circle. And every time when we speak the truth about what's going on in this country had no white people here until they got here in 1492. 1373, Vikings came over here. They left their honorable stuff and they turned around and left and they never came back. That's honorable people. And let me tell you this, white man, they were white. They were white, and they left, and then never came back to this day. But all these white people keep contaminating this circle. I face responsibilities of my own actions, Rayfield. My phone number, you got it, 605-517-1547, 605-517-2621. Call me and live by what you say from your mouth until I see that pickup truck. Your center will be at an end. But until then, this is the Indigenous Voices of People show telling all of you good night and have a rest of the weekend that's coming upon you in good faith and do what you need to do to see the enemy. Step back. You heard one try to get really angry like Joe, okay? But the reality part is, one day he's going to have to look in his mirror. Now you show me, Dr. Rayfield, okay, Raphael, David, David, Rayfield, okay? You show me where Indian people went to your country and dropped a bomb on you and killed masses of large quantity of people that are white. Show me where that exists. You can show me that, I'll shut the fuck up and dye my skin white. Hell, as they say in those commercials, I'll find a way to blend. But until then, this is the Indigenous Voices of People radio show saying good night, take care, and have the great rest of the weekend. We'll see you all next week on the same topic. And Rayfield, you better come back on. Because right now, as my heart stands the way it is, I'm dealing with what happened to my child. Maybe you should have had some kids, motherfucker. We'll see you all again next week on the Indigenous Voices of People. Okay.
No.
What a pathetic...